Welcome back to Quad A Sports and the MSA Sports Network. Joining us now are the Fox Chapel Foxes, and Zach Scringer is on headset, but he's brought the whole starting team up. Coach, a great win for you tonight. That's a tough one, but you outlasted the Gators.
Yeah, every time we seem to play Gateway, it is always coming down the last couple of years to a last play possession. And, this is the win we needed. And I'm real proud of these guys when it came down to it. We knew they were going to get it done. And, these two delivered at the line when it counted.
Wasn't easy for you. And at the end of the third quarter, walk me through what happened. An inbound pass with like a second left or so. Gateway steals it, gets the easy layup with 1 second left or so. And the refs counted it, and there was some discussion on the court. What was going on? What was going through your mind then?
A lot was going through my mind, none of which I could verbalize out loud. But, you'll have to ask them because I really didn't have a good view of it. So I'm going to turn that one over, but I guess the finality and what actually happened was we kind of inbounded it, and somehow they stole it and, got a miraculous layup to tie it up at the end. And, the good thing was earlier in the year, we had a couple games where we overcame adversity, and I give these guys credit. They grabbed each other. They all ran back to the huddle. We just played on. We played on.
Tough team you have here, Coach, and now things look pretty good for the playoffs. It kind of seemed like everything was bubble with Franklin Regional and everything else, but a big win over Gateway tonight kind of put you guys actually in a tie with Gateway in the section all at 8-4.
Yeah, but there's a lot of basketball left, and we've been in playoff mode for a long time, and again, I give these guys credit for kind of getting us into playoff mode, and our motto has been one game at a time, and that's all we can do, and we have a big one against Plum, and nothing's decided yet. The only thing's decided is that we've come on the road, we got a big win against a good team, and now, we're 8-4, I guess, and back in where we need to be.
Coach, what's it take to get a win over Plum?
It's going to take a – can't even let me enjoy this.
Huh? No, I'm sorry.
No, it's going to take a gritty effort. They're a good team. We kind of know what they're about. They kind of know what we're about. So, I'm looking forward to having a good night tonight, getting ready to practice tomorrow, and then, Tuesday is going to be a heck of an atmosphere, and I know these guys can't wait, and I can't wait either.
Well, thank you, Coach. Congratulations. I'll ask you to pass the headset
off to
Matt D'Amico.
It's a little sweaty now. I can imagine.
I don't understand how the coach is sweatier than the players.
Uncle Vince got that.
Matt, in the first half, you only had 6 points. But then in the second half, you come out and you finish, I think, with 27 tonight. How do you do that and adapt and really come on strong for your team in the second half?
Well, I mean, coming into the game, I just tried to be aggressive, I came out, I tried to hit my shots. Obviously, they weren't falling. I got a little frustrated, to be honest. But in the locker room at halftime, Coach walked up to me and said, "Matt, I mean, it's going to happen. Sometimes your shots aren't going to fall. It happens to everyone." So I just kind of refocused and came out in the second half and was just mentally ready to go. And those shots were falling for me, so.
When you know the team is depending on you, does that give you a little extra gear maybe when you're the go-to guy along with Brian and Billy?
I say it would. I mean, I wouldn't say that the team depends on me because I also have Brian and Billy. I also have Dave Brown who can step up and Connor who can also hit some shots. But, I try my best to go out there and be aggressive, I'm just going out to help my team win and we showed that today. I struggled in the first half, but my team rebounded in the second half and we came out and got the W.
I asked your coach, but I'll let you walk through. What happened at the end of the third quarter down there? The ball, you guys were inbounding the ball. Gateway stole it away, and it seemed that they had two quick baskets. Did you guys agree with that shot? Did you think he got that off?
From where I was at, I was at the foul line. I thought that the Gateway player, I think it was Delvin Randall or whatever, I thought he reached over the baseline and swatted out of Brian's hands. But when I went up and talked to the refs, he said no. The pass was Brian threw the ball and he tipped it. So that's what the refs said, but I'm not sure.
All right, Matt. Matt D'Amico of Fox Chapel finishes with 27 points tonight.